A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. The apostles and presbyters, in agreement with the whole church, decided to choose representatives and send them to Antioch with Paul and Barnabas. The ones chosen were Judas, who was called Barsabbas, and Silas, leaders among the brothers. This is the letter delivered by them. The apostles and the presbyters, your brothers, into the brothers in Antioch, Syria, and Sicilia, of gentle origin, greetings. Since we have heard that some of our number who went out without any mandate from us have upset you with their teachings and disturbed your peace of mind, we have with one accord decided to choose representatives and to send them to you along with our beloved Barnabas and Paul, who have dedicated their lives to the name of the Lord, our Lord Jesus Christ. So we are sending Judas and Silas, who will also convey this same message by word of mouth. It is the decision of the Holy Spirit and of us not to place on you any burden beyond these necessities, namely to abstain from meat sacrificed to idols, from blood, from meats of strangled animals, and from unlawful marriage. If you keep free of these, you will be doing what is right. Farewell. And so they were sent on their journey. Upon their arrival in Antioch, they called the assembly together and delivered the letter. When the people read it, they were delighted with this, the exhortation. The word of the Lord. I will give you thanks among the peoples, O Lord. I will give you thanks among the peoples, O Lord. My heart is steadfast, O God, my heart is steadfast. I will sing and chant praise. Awake, O my soul, awake, lyre and harp, I will wake the dawn. I will give thanks among the peoples, O Lord. I will give thanks to you among the peoples, O Lord. I will chant your praise among the nations, for your mercy towers to the heavens and your faithfulness to the skies. Be exalted above the heavens, O God. Above all the earth be your glory. I will give you thanks among the peoples, O Lord. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Jesus said to his disciples, "This is my commandment. Love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do as I command you. I no longer call you slaves because a slave does not know what his master is doing. I have called you friends because I have told you everything that I have heard from my Father. It was not you who chose me, it was I who chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will remain, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. This I command you, love one another." The Gospel of the Lord. Again, we continue in John's Gospel, the 15th chapter. And yesterday, as Jesus spoke to us and says, "As the Father has loved me, so I love you, we remain in my love," he continues in the very next couple sentences by saying, "Now this is my commandment. I want you to love one another as I have loved you." Now again, very different than in the beginning when he talked about love others, the two commandments is love God above all things and love others as the way you want to be loved, right? Now he goes deeper. He says, love others the way I have loved you. And again, what this shows in just a few more chapters, the way he loves us is giving his life for us. So he says, I want you to do the same thing for others. And then he says, I've called you my friends. And then he says, this is what a friend is. I give up my life. There's no greater love than to give up your life for somebody, as I have going to do for you. Love one another, he says again. So give up your life for one another. Again and again and again, this is what he says to us. And again and again and again, what has to prove we're disciples or not disciples. If we're living his commandments, he tells us explicitly what his commandment is, explicitly here, to love one another. And so what's going to get me to heaven or hell isn't just my prayer, it isn't just how holy I am, and isn't just how great I think I am by following all these moral things. It's going to be how we love each other, period. And so I don't care, again, what anyone else says, this is what Jesus says. So we got to stop listening to everybody else except for Jesus. He is our God. He is our master. He is our teacher. And he is our judge. So we must give away our life every day for others. So get busy. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let's stand and pray.